From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter promising a full and transparent investigation of the U.S. airstrike at a hospital in northern Afghanistan that left at least 22 people dead on Saturday. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. That bombing triggered a firestorm of criticism from aid groups, including the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders, which operated the medical facility in Kunduz. Secretary Carter says he's ordered U.S. forces to provide any medical need available in the area. Doctors Without Borders demanded an independent international probe of the bombing. Afghan authorities said 10 to 15 Taliban fighters are hiding in a hospital on its grounds. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced tough new measures against Palestinian extremists, declaring that his country is in a war to the death against terrorism. The prime minister said demolitions of terrorist homes will be speeded up, security forces in Jerusalem and the West Bank bolstered, and jailing of suspected terrorists without trial expanded. Israeli police have also imposed new security restrictions on Palestinians in Jerusalem, temporarily barring those who live outside the old city from entering it. Palestinian lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi accused the Israeli government of denying Palestinians' rights. She said they are also allowing and protecting settlers to attack Palestinians everywhere. The settlers are on the rampage, extremists dictating the agenda, the Israeli extremists, and of course this government creating a situation of extreme volatility and violence. Israeli security measures coincide with the final days of two Jewish holiday festivals. This is VOA News. South Carolina's governor is pleading with residents to stay home because she says more rain is on the way in the worst rainstorm in the state's history. Governor Nikki Haley said Sunday as much as 61 centimeters of rain fell in some parts of the state on the southern U.S. Atlantic coast. Small ponds have turned into huge lakes. Tiny streams have become rivers. Several major highways are shut down. Schools, businesses, and state offices across the state are closed. Three storm-related deaths are reported so far. President Obama declared a state of emergency, ordering federal authorities to help state efforts. Searchers have spotted multiple objects in the water in the area where a container ship with 33 people on board went missing Thursday in the southeastern Bahamas. The U.S. Coast Guard says life jackets, life rings, containers, and an oil sheen were located Sunday, but the objects have not yet been confirmed to be from the 240-meter container ship El Faro, which disappeared in the eye of Hurricane Joaquin. The storm is weakening as it heads north and is now downgraded to a Category 3 storm with winds about 185 kilometers per hour. A powerful typhoon made landfall in southern China Sunday. It happened, killing at least four and causing tens of thousands to evacuate coastal areas. The National Meteorological Center said Typhoon Mujige would drop as much as 280 millimeters of rain in some areas by Monday morning. The storm had winds of up to 180 kilometers per hour when it came ashore Sunday in southern Guangdong province. Electoral officials in Kyrgyzstan say President Almazbek Atambayev's pro-Russian Social Democratic Party won Sunday's parliamentary polls, with other loosely aligned parties poised to form a new coalition government. With almost all votes counted, the Social Democrats were winning close to 27% of the vote, with the Nationalist Opposition Party winning 20%. In all, six parties, mainly supporting closer ties with Moscow, secured enough votes to win seats in the 120-member legislature. Hope is all but gone that any survivors will be found from the massive landslide in the outskirts of Guatemala's capital. The death toll rose to 86. It's expected to continue to climb as emergency crews dig through tons of earth for an estimated 350 missing people. Authorities say 125 homes were destroyed. And once again, the hour's top story, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter promising a full and transparent investigation of the U.S. airstrike at a hospital in Kunduz in northern Afghanistan. The raid left at least 22 people dead on Saturday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.